praise God in celebration for being alive. Without perks, our lives are easily lost in the world of money, machines, anxiety, or inertia. Our poor, splendid souls, how they fight for food. They have forgotten how to celebrate. They have forgotten to request little perks. Our hurried, stressful, busy lives are unquestionably the most dangerous enemy of celebrating life itself. Somehow, we must learn how to achieve momentary slowdowns and request from God a heightened awareness of the conception that life is a happy thing, a festival to be enjoyed rather than a drudgery to be endured. Life is full of perks if we train ourselves to perceive them. I honestly do not believe God desires us to grind out our existence in a long tunnel of tasks and responsibilities and deadlines. God has given us joy rather than sadness. He has exchanged our tears for smiles. Yet many still find themselves more comfortable mourning and fretting than rejoicing and celebrating. Looking over the past with a sigh. Why is that? I think I know one of the reasons. I believe we do this because we are much more riveted to the past than focused on the future. And being negative by nature, being bad news people by habit, we tend to pick out of the past the things that make us sigh and let them bleed into the present so that they color and stain our emotions, robbing us of a sense of humor and making us prematurely grim as well as gray. Several years ago, I decided to do something about this. So I wrote an entire book on it, calling it Laugh Again. What a therapy. And what a wonderful response from those who read it. My files include many delightful letters from folks who thank me for the reminder that it's still okay to laugh and enjoy life. And the stories they included, what fun to read them and smile alongside them. I'll never forget one included in a letter by a woman who was standing at a cosmetics counter in a large department store when a hurried, anxious lady rushed up to the sales clerk who was already waiting on two other customers. "Do you still have Elizabeth Taylor's passion?" she blurted out. With quick wit, the sales lady looked over her shoulder and answered back, "If I did, you think I'd be working here?" When we look back into the past, life stops being fun. The things that make us sigh are at least four in number: people, events, circumstances, and decisions. Let me rather quickly elaborate on these. First, people of the past. I'm thinking of people we wronged and people who wronged us. And because of past sadness connected with wrong relationships or unhappy, unfulfilling, unproductive relationships, our present is marred. Second, events of the past. When we look back, we don't remember the times of celebration, the great birthday parties, memorable wedding anniversaries, the joys of an evening around the fireplace, the pleasures of family togetherness. You know what we remember? We remember things like earthquakes or tornadoes or hurricanes or floods. We can even state the dates and often the hour. 3 years ago today at 5:16 a.m., we had a 5.6 shaker. Today is the anniversary of Hurricane Andrew. Remember the great flood of 52? Granted, these dates have significance for those who lived through the disaster or for those who lost loved ones. But if we constantly measure our lives only by these events, our outlook becomes fearful and our attitude tends to be negative. Third, circumstances of the past. Conversations, difficult situations, relational barriers, divorce conflicts, racial injustices, standing toe-to-toe with one of your teenagers, a jobless interlude, these serve as perpetual anchors, holding our joy in check. Fourth, decisions of the past. This may be the worst of the four. There isn't a person reading these lines who hasn't made wrong decisions, hurried and costly decisions, foolish decisions. Who hasn't made weak decisions? Who hasn't gone too far or not far enough? So today we're all hung up because we are snagged on some decision of the past, a decision which, in fact, we cannot change. The enemy of our souls loves to taunt us with these past failures, wrongs, disappointment, disasters, and calamities. If we let him continue doing this, our life becomes a long and dark tunnel and very little light at the end. Fortunately, God has given us a magnificent solution that can make a difference. I call these 14 words the secret of celebrating life. Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on. Philippians chapter 3 and verses 13 and 14. Do you have any idea what Paul's philosophy will do to your whole life? It will turn you into much more lighthearted celebrant. You will discover that you